Right. Regan, we're here at the end of stage five. It was a good one for you. It was a sprint finish. I'm sure you're delighted to get the stage one under your belt.
Yeah, it was good, and obviously, you know, things didn't quite go to plan with the yellow, so it was good to take something out of the stage, and it was good to, you know, be there at the finish and get stuck in and get the win. So, yeah.
What kind of day was it out there? Because it was very, very warm, and it was the longest stage of the event today, so it was tough, but you guys battled hard at the front.
Yeah, it was constantly up or down, you know, lots of wind, also heat as well, and I was sort of lucky to be in a position not to have to ride, you know, in that group of six, so yeah, it wasn't too bad a day out, but yeah, definitely the heat played its toll, and yeah,
there's about 300 metres up the hill here in the main street, then I suppose once you came to the foot of that, you just gunned it at that stage, did you?
Yeah, it was good. It was sort of not too technical finish. You sort of turned right with 500 to go and you could see the finish the whole way up. So sort of the key was to obviously not go too early, and it was a bit of a headwind finish, and just sort of left it as late as I could and then just held on. So yeah, it was good.
Yep. You're from New Zealand. How did you come to be part of the Chain Reaction and Post team?
I raced here last year, and you know, I'm a member on the track, and Ampos has also had riders on the track, so sort of had a relation with the New Zealand track guys, I guess, and so I've come over here this year and see what we can do.
Yeah. So what's your plan now for the rest of your time in the RAS this year and in the coming days? Can you build in the stage one?
I don't know, we'll take it day by day. It's such an unpredictable race, and anything can happen, as we've seen, so you know, there's chances of us being back in a position where we can get yellow, there's chances we won't be, so yeah, it'll just be take it how it comes and make the best of the opportunities I guess we get.
Tomorrow's a bit shorter, but it's going to be tougher. I know that some of the guys are probably giving you a rundown on what the landscape's like for tomorrow, but it's going to be a hard day.
Yeah, it's definitely super hilly out there by the looks of things, and yeah, no, we've got good climbers, and Matthew's obviously, you know, he's got the ability to get stuck in and probably claw some time back tomorrow. So, yeah, we'll probably ride in support of him and, you know, see how things unfold.
Yeah, well, Kerry, the best of luck for the rest of the race, and thanks for talking to us.
Yes, no problem. Thank you.
There you go. That's today's stage winner, Regan Goff from New Zealand, who's part of the Hand Post Chain Reaction team. We're also going to speak to the team manager, who is Kurt Bogarts. He's just talking with his stage winner today. Kurt, we're on Highland Radio. It's been a sort of a mixed day for you. It's good to get the stage one, but you've lost the leader's yellow jersey.
Yeah, it's always nice to win the stage. Of course, we were trying to defend the yellow, but we didn't succeed. It was just not supposed to be. On a certain point, we had Shaw in a chasing group, what was normally going to be a good situation. We three are made a tear, but I know the front group was really strong, the composition, so I didn't want to pull Regan back because one person cannot make a difference in this race. And on that situation, I say he have a free ride in the front and hopefully he can win the stage, and then see that the other teams like Armée de Terre hopefully could bring Shaw in the front, but they didn't have the legs, and that was just how it was. Like, we raced hard and we picked the moment, and it was just not supposed to be to keep the yellow today.
Yeah, but what are you going to have to do now in the coming days to try and get the yellow jersey back, Kurt?
I think it's yellow is gone. I don't think we can. Yellow jersey is not in our cards anymore. But other stage wins, we are a young team, and everyone wants to get out of our team to step higher up. And that's why we create opportunities, and we won with Matthew today, we win with Regan, and hopefully we can win on a stage with another rider. And that's basically the philosophy of the team. That's how we won a lot of races in the past. And we have many riders in the Pro Tour peloton at the moment. We want to give opportunities to riders, and today I was one of the opportunities, and the rider took it like Regan Goff. And of course we were riding for yellow, but we were clever enough to keep our options open, and we didn't ride foolish and just didn't get any result today. So that's how we will continue to race the next few days.
Just finally on the stages in Donegal, it's a tough couple of days up in this part of the country. As a team manager, how have you found the stages for your team, and I suppose comparing them to other stages, not just in Ireland but in Europe?
It's just like one of the most amazing places in the world, I think. Definitely when the sun is shining, like when we woke up today and when you ride to the finish, it's like yeah, you cannot have a better publicity for Ireland than Donegal with Sun. A really nice races, like Roads to Race on. And not a surprise that Philip Dijkman is a good bike rider. So yeah. If he's born here, so if this is our training route for Philip, it don't surprise me. He's a good climber in the Pro Tour peloton.
Listen, Kurt, we appreciate you talking to us so quick after the finish, and the best luck to you and your team for the rest of the race.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. That's Kurt Bogaerts, the manager of the Chain Reaction team. I'm going to speak to an Italian guy now. It's Matteo Cigala, is that correct?
Yeah, Cigala. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
You're part of the Cork Aqua Blue team. You're the leading county rider, if I'm correct in saying.
No, so I got the
county winner, yes.
Yeah,
the county winner. It's been a good day then for you.
Yeah, well, it's my third county stage.
Yeah.
Fifth stage now?
Yeah, five.
Three out of five is not bad, you know. Yeah. So I'm definitely very happy with the race so far, because my goal was to come here and get a top 10 and a top 5.
Yeah.
I got in the first 2 days. So now the race for me is less pressure, but definitely now I would like to get a podium or something like that. But it is difficult for us amateur racing against professional, but it's still really enjoyable. And if the weather is like this and the scenery is like this, you know, we get to race even more fun, you know.
Yeah. This sort of terrain seems to suit you then. It doesn't scare you too much, the Donegal hills.
No, like they're short and steep. It's good for explosive guys like me, and I was very happy with my result today, even though the distance is very long, because 180 is a big distance for amateur riders, but I got it through, and I got a good sprint back in the bunch, so I was very happy.
Ronan McLaughlin's part of your team. He's a Donegal man. Has he been passing on some of his local knowledge to you? Yeah, he must have been, because you're leading the county category as a team.
Oh yeah, no, Ronan is a brilliant guy. Even today, without him, I couldn't get to top county rider, because he led me out until basically 200 meters to go from 3K to go. So it was brilliant. So yeah. He's really a good guy, and with his knowledge of the roads, I always know what we're expecting from the race.
Yeah, well, listen, Mario, enjoy the rest of the time and don't